Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Recipe for success, presented by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They make game day prep that is nice and easy. It's cold down here. Stiff with a huge selection of party trays, sandwiches, wings, fried chicken, and more. All of these great items at Stop and Shop. Visit Patriots tailgate headquarters at stopandshop.com. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper, and we are joined by Scott Zolak on the Patriots sideline. About a half hour from kickoff between the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. So, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's colder out here than I thought it would be.
It's colder inside the stadium than it is outside, if that makes sense.
You're cutting in and out. And no, that doesn't exactly make a ton of sense that it's colder somehow inside than it is outside. No. I bet the temperature is similar. Even here in the sun, we're standing at the sun, it feels cold.
And so. I think this can play into it. As you can see, the shaded area in the south end zone, it's crept all the way out to almost the 30-yard line. So whatever team's heading in that way, looking into the sun, and I was trying to just fill one of the footballs. And I don't know if my hand has shrunk with all age, but I
don't. Yeah, you're cutting out once more. So we'll try and get
check,
you.
Check, nothing.
Here's what I'll get to while you get
are
that. Yeah, now I hear you.
But I couldn't grip the football, and it's the sheen on it.
Yeah,
the football's harder, and on days like this, the kickers, it's a shorter area as to where fourth down could come into play, fourth and three, fourth and five.
Well, I want to give
maybe two down territory.
A couple things on that, though, as we were watching Steven Goskowski warm up on the field. He was kicking toward the light tower end, the open end of the stadium. He kicked from 45, and his kick was short.
Right.
So that was in pregame warmups. Also, Tom Brady made his way onto the field like he always does coming out of the Patriots tunnel in the north end zone of the stadium. He didn't even make it to midfield. Now, typically, you would see him over the years run from one end of the stadium to the other. Now, for a couple of weeks now,
hasn't done a full sprint since Tennessee, guys.
Hasn't made it the full 100 yards. And also, I wouldn't even say that I would call it a sprint. Him and Brian Hoyer coming out
together.
That's
a lollygag.
It was a sort of jog from the Patriots tunnel to about, I'll say, the 35-ish 35-yard line, and that was it.
The team's moving around really well. They are, they're catching the ball well here in the conditions. It looks like he's throwing the ball well, so it's just about keeping him upright and getting through this game. As far as the feel of the game, this doesn't feel like one of the normal home games. Sort of, it's one of those holiday-type crowds, a lot of family members. Indicative of a late preseason type crowd.
Not a great tailgate.
Got to get
crowd
out today, but they put themselves in this position to where they got to go out and they got to play as to where they could come out and sort of get through these games. But they got to come out and play hard.
Do you think we'll see something similar to what we saw in Buffalo? I know that was a 25-6 win up there in Buffalo, but it was, as Chris called it earlier, Chris Gasper is now back on mic, called it a tractor pull up there for the Patriots in Buffalo.
And if it makes sense, I think they'll be in control this game. At the end of it, if they win by 9, people are going to roast them for it, and I don't know why you would do that. It's just, however the feel of the game is going. And I think they will have control of this game, but the score might not indicate that. Like, it's a big point spread today, 12.5 or whatever. It's
13.5 earlier this week.
13.5, yeah. But, I talked to Brian Daboll before the game. They're happy to have Josh Allen out there start to work on what can be the future for them. And I think, they got to get him to be able to throw the ball instead of looking to run at times. That's part of the predicament of having a young quarterback out there. But he's big, he's strong, and he knows he's fast.
What do you see from him passing the ball? It seems like he has a little bit of a windup. That's a long release.
It's a Kerry Collins type windup that maybe you could jump on that. Guys like Stephon Gilmore, hasn't had a pick in a while. Maybe this is where he gets the pick. And, the more experienced defensive backs, guys like Devin, should be able to play on that football.
He's a big kid.
He is. I saw him in the tunnel. He's like one of those guys that probably would be chopping wood for a living. You know, if he wasn't slinging a football 60 yards.
Can you make a living chopping wood?
Sure can. You got to live in a wooded area.
Yeah.
Up by me, they have a couple.
That's a lot of work, though.
A couple wood farms, all the 255 a cord right now for firewood.
Yeah.
Fully stacked.
And been pricing that out, huh?
Yeah. And treated.
I could see Josh Allen doing the full, like, Rocky IV training regimen.
Right.
Out in the snow.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. He's got that lights are on, no one's home look about him, though, too.
Is that the Tannehill look?
He'll stare. No. That guy just doesn't seem like he wants to be there. This guy just looks like he's happy. I'm like, hi, how are you? He's a happy-go-lucky kid. He really is. I kind of dig him.
You see yourself in him a little bit?
I wish. Yeah, shoot. First-round money. That'd be nice.
Celebrity sightings here on the sideline today.
We got
Lindsey Vonn and P.K. Subban.
P.K. Subban and Lindsey Vonn. Super couple here.
I thought that was Murray Smith.
Straight ahead, buddy.
No.
With the hat.
Yeah, the hat. That's PK.
Get a look at. He's a much younger man than Demoris Smith.
Really? Yeah. You got the glasses and a hat?
Yep.
Looks like Demoris Smith.
I mean, this is radio, so this is doing nothing, but yes.
Right.
Yes, that's him.
No, that's PK.
Hey, he's got an outfit on that really screams, don't look at me today, right?
Santa Claus is here today.
Good God. Hey, Santa, don't forget about me Tuesday. Okay. My man.
So knows him.
Can't hide money. That's right. What's up, guys? Good seeing you. Oh, there's all kind of heavy hitters there. Uh-oh.
Yeah, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, Zone knows them all.
Yeah.
Zone knows them all.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this game?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to play a clean game. That's it. If you don't turn it over, you don't commit 10 penalties, you should win this game by 9 points or more. Yeah. You really should. It's just your division. You got to get back to playing your football.
And quickly, your thoughts on Adrian Claiborne being a healthy scratch.
I think this shows you that Malcolm Brown isn't giving you what you should be giving you at this point in his career in a run defense. That means they're trying to get Shelton back out there to help solidify some things in the middle. And what has he done over the last couple of weeks that would warrant a non-scratch?
He hasn't played very well.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, I don't know that there's any...
I'm just trying to be nice here.
I don't know that there's...
It's the season.
There's any real hope that it's going to be any better with Danny Shelton active.
Well, I think you're just getting another thicker body in the middle. You know what I mean? At least... You could stack him in the middle with Brown and Guy.
Yeah, the fronts have been light.
The front, you got to build your front up a little bit here.
The fronts have been light.
They got Ivory and they have McCoy. So they got more health and they got Ford who can run the ball too. So they got three backs that can tote the rock in between the tackles. Buffalo's going to want to come out here and keep this game close and play it tight and try and run the ball. Buffalo doesn't want to come out here and start throwing the ball over the field. So they're going to try and establish some run and the Patriots got to counter that. I think that's why Shelton's active.
Okay, so appreciate the
time. All right,
guys. Scott Zolak joining us here on the Patriot sideline. He will have the call of the game coming up with Bob Soucy just minutes from now.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs, to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.